Good morning, everybody.
Good morning,
brothers and sisters in Christ. Thank you very much, and it's my pleasure to share my personal experience of being a Christian since 4 years ago when I baptized here in Dil Bandi. That's a quite exciting journey for me. And before I started this, I would like to thank you for Jay and Eddie. It's really interesting sharing about the Chinese writing. I use this all my life, but I never ever have an opportunity to see what you say today. It's really exciting. And I would like to share when I go back to my family, and I got a lot of Chinese neighbors and friends. I would like to share this. It's really, really exciting. Appreciate it. Thank you very much. So I started my witness, my personal experience of being a Christian. It's when I first, after 44 years ago, being baptized here, and then I'll become, so talk to myself, look, I'm now a Christian, okay? I feel good, right? I talk to people that, look, I'm a Christian now. I made the best decision in my life to be a Christian because I found a God. I feel good, okay? Because I thought, oh, maybe I think for myself, I'm smart enough to find the truth, to be a Christian. That's something like about the first 2 years in my life, Christian life, the first 2 years. And then one day, because, I'm running a shop, and it's quite handy that when I work in the shop and restock in the shop, I have an opportunity to listen to the things in the YouTube. So that time was a YouTuber, the person preached, they called a predestination. When I heard the Paul said in the book of Rome, they say, we've been chosen even before we birth. That really hit me hard. They changed everything about what I think about the Christian, about myself, the relationship between me and our Lord. I used to think, look, I made a good decision. I feel good, okay? And then our Lord chose me even before I was born. So, look, I feel so shameful. I stole my Lord's glory. That's His work, the Holy Spirit. Softened my heart, opened my eyes to see the truth, to know there is a God. That God created me. And He is so loved me. That they gave me an opportunity, choose me. I don't know why He chose me, not the others. That's God's sovereignty, I don't know. I just feel so loved, beloved, so happy, so grateful. It's graduated that to be. So we sitting here tonight, today, to worship God. It's not really not our decision. That's a God's mercy, His love. Because He softened our hearts, let an open eye to see Him, to learn Him, to know Him, to through Him, so we can have a hope one day when we go to see our Father. We can reconcile the relationship with our Father through the Jesus Christ, our Lord. That's the love. Really, that's the love. Without this, we cannot go through by ourselves. Because, my family has a Buddhist background. I know a lot about the Buddhism. We try to be in the culture of a Buddhism religion. You try to do things like through by yourself, to improve yourself, to meditation, or just do things for yourself. You think you can make yourself better. And then you can have something like a self-realization, self-accomplishment, so that the one day you can be something else. You can save yourself. That's not the case in what we believe now. So what I believe this today, now being a Christian, the salvation is only from our Lord, Jesus Christ. Without Him, we have no chance, no hope at all. So miserable. But, and it's, you know, I used to be a very self-centered man. Okay, I used to believe I'm the only one. I'm the only one to be responsible for my life. No one else, it's only me. Okay, if I want to go be better or be, I gotta do something for myself because I'm the only one. Self-center is also plays a role within my Christian life. Within my Christian life, self-center means, look, that makes me. I think that makes me hard to really understand what our Lord is. So I start to rethink about the relationship between you, or between me and my Lord Jesus Christ. I found it out. It's because we human beings, we've been trapped in the time and the space. When we try to understand our God, we try to grab our God into the within the time and space, and then we can really have a chance to understand. But God is out of time and space. For us, we have no idea to know God. So only Jesus come to our Lord, come to the Lord into the flesh, and then we can know, we can be revealed who God is. So that makes me make sense that, look, my Lord Jesus is the center, not me. My life, the center should be Jesus, not me. If anything different from this is, I have to think about it. That become, it's not easy. It's not easy, because we human beings our human nature is against the Lord, against the God, because we are sinners. In other words, our sinful nature is against God. So for us, we try to understand, we try to find a truth. We think we can find a truth. But let's think this way. If the things we can find the truth by ourselves, is this the truth? It's actually not the truth, because truth can't be found. The truth only can be revealed to you. If we can say, we find the truth, it's not truth. We actually say we are the God. If we say this, we are the God. So we are not. We are not God. So we only, in this sense that I can make myself, we're going to be humble, okay? We're not self-centered. Our law is the center of our life. We have, in these days, the mobile phone we use almost has become a part of our life. Almost everyone uses the mobile phones. So when we buy a mobile phone, we have a user's menu, right? The user's menu tells us how to use the phone, how to maintenance the phone. Just do this, and not do that, not do that. It's just a basic tell us to use the phone. That menu, user's menu, should be written by the manufacturer, the designer. So we found that it's obvious, no argument, right? If anyone argues that, you say, oh, this one is ridiculous. But when we talk about our faith, the God, we just, sometimes I think, found myself, it's so ridiculous. We try to write our own user's menu. But God created us. He is the creator. And then we try to write the user's menu by ourselves. We say, look, we should have this one. Because people know I'm interested in the politics. In the politics terms, says we should have a better political system, a better society. That we can do better because we try to write ourselves. And in our family, we try to write ourselves, user's menu. We can do this, we can do that, even we believe this is better. We keep our God aside. But we forget that He's our creator. So who else know us better than the one created us? It's the God. It's the God. So I think now I know that the Bible, the word of Jesus, our Lord, is actually the user's menu for my life. Is that amazing? It's amazing. You know, and I found out it's Lord, I just so thank you that you choose me and be a Christian, that I can have a future and a hope. One day I can go to my Heavenly Father through you, my user's menu. Oh, thank you very much. It's just thank you very much.